you know, using the hoe and thinning it.
Right.
So it's not, you know, cutting a few plants out and leaving one every foot or whatever. Then I've always thought of the hoeing as being, as cultivating it, loosening the soil.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right, but that's the way I understood it.
Good enough. What about some of the grass that gives trouble in a cotton field?
That's weed.
Okay, any special kind of weed that have trouble with around here?
Johnson grass, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably Johnson grass.
All right. Ask you about a few utensils, things like that. If you were going to get some water out of the well, you'd take a what with you?
Bucket.
All right. Now, what if you're going to milk a cow? What would you take?
A bucket.
All right. Have you ever heard any other words you use?
Pail, maybe, but not very often around here.
To you, is there a difference between a bucket and a pail?
I always think of a pail as being a bucket that's kept extra clean and used only for milk, and maybe, you know, a real shiny one, but I don't know that there's any difference.
The bucket and pail could be made of the same thing?
Oh, yeah, I think that.
Okay. What about if your wife was having company, talking about her best dishes, what they're made of?
Mm-hmm.
You say they're made of?
China.
All right. Have you ever heard of an egg being made out of that? Or something similar that a farmer would put in a hen's nest to fool it into laying.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that, but I don't know any name for it other than just an egg.
Okay. This is a phrase just for pronunciation again, but talking about an egg like that, if it were made of plastic, you call it a plastic egg. If it were made of china, you call it a...
China egg.
Okay. This is another type of container that women kept around the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs.
A slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you use if you were going to fry an egg or fry a piece of ham?
Frying pan.
Okay. Any other words for that?
Skillet.
Okay. Ever heard of one that had legs that was used for cooking in the fireplace?
A skillet type?
Mm-hmm.
No, the only thing that I've heard used in the, you know, in the fireplace would be a Dutch oven.
Dutch oven.
Is
that deeper than a skillet, or?
It's deeper. I think of it being more like a kettle, but it has a top, and it have a sort of a, the top would be sort of concave, so it'll hold coals.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I think of, or have a lip around the edge anyway, so it wouldn't just fall off. That's what I think of it.
Yeah, that's it. You ever heard the word spider used to mean a skillet with legs?
No, never have.
Okay, you mentioned kettle now. Would you ever use the word kettle to describe one of these great big old black vessels you see sitting in people's front yards out in the country?
I wouldn't, no. I never have heard that, I don't think.
What would you call that?
A wash pot.
All right. This is a container that you would use to display cut flowers in.
A vase.
All right. And the names of the individual pieces that you use when you're eating a meal, those would be?
I always say the silver.
Okay, what about each individual piece?
The knife and the spoon and the fork.
Okay, and knife, the plural would be?
Knives.
Okay. Say that you've eaten a meal and the dishes are dirty, so you have to do what to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And to get the soap suds off, you have to?
Rinse them.
Okay. Do you have a name for the piece of cloth or rag that you use when you're washing the dishes?
I always call it the dish rag.
Okay. What about the one that you use when you're drying them?
The dish towel.
Okay. And the thing that you would use to bathe your face with when you're taking a bath?
I say wash rag.
Okay. And the big one that you dry off with?
The towel.
All right. In your kitchen, the thing right over the sink that the water comes out of, do you have a name for that?
I call it the faucet.
All right. Now outside, the thing that you'd hook a garden hose up to, what about that?
I call that the faucet too.
Okay. You know, these portable water containers that you might take fishing or wherever,
mm-hmm.
there's usually a thing that you press or something that the water would come out of. Do you have a name for that?
I don't ever use anything. I guess that would be the spigot.
Okay, fine.